Well, hello there. Hello, hello, hello. Goodness knows what this particular episode is going to be like. I am bringing two guests in. I've had each of them on separately in the past. It's going to be complete mayhem with the two together. Who knows what will happen? Anything's possible in the next.
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Oh, hello, everyone.
Lunch, we were coming in that quick. I must have been dancing.
I was like, I thought, so the way I thought, he's going to bring us in right at the beginning, isn't he? I'm going to stop early.
Like, that music is awesome. I'm sat there headbanging to the music, and then I went, oh, I can see me.
Oh, well, welcome, everyone. Welcome to the second episode of Series 4 of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. I mentioned I've got two. This is a first. This is a threesome. Never had a three-way on a KBNRS before now. These are two guests who I've had, well, I'm going to say I've had Paul three times. Paul's been a guest three times. Jesse's been a guest once. The two of them, you might know them as the brains behind Newton's Nuggets, cracking podcast. Check it out. Not before you've listened to this episode, obviously. But we thought it would just be jolly good fun to try out and having the three of us on here. And I'll be honest, we're trying out some new tech as well, a new way of recording these shows. And by having these two guys on it, if anything goes horribly wrong, it's all right. They're podcasters. They get that things go wrong, so it's all going to be good. So let me introduce each of my two guests. The first guest, the techie, the brains behind everything that goes on with mental theft and with Newton's Nuggets and all that sort of thing. Hey Jesse, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Here I am.
Here you are. This is Jesse Lawrence. He's the techie expert. He's what makes all of the stuff that he and Paul do work. So how's life, Jesse? Because you try to succeed more than most of us. So how's everything going in your world since we last spoke? Because you were a guest in an episode last year.
Yes, it was.
We had a good old chat about photography, amongst other things.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it's been a bit of a strange few months in lots of different ways. But coming out of the back of that, now things have been super busy. Good. I'm looking. 2023 is a bit of a year to sort of draw a line under for a few reasons. So 2023 has already started off with a really good bang and sort of like things getting going. New websites have been launched and new existing websites have been updated and new shows have been announced and more things have been booked. So yeah, really excited, really, really excited with everything that's going on at the minute. I'm looking forward to 2024, the year of sleep. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Awesome. And yeah, you're right, you can't beat starting the new year off with a good bang.
Yeah,
apparently Jesse did. Yeah, you're right about new shows and all that sort of stuff. Some of that I have no doubt we'll be talking about in a few moments. Let me introduce your partner in crime. It's Paul Newton. Hey, Paul, complete
Morning.
Stranger.
I'm the quiet and shy one out of us two. How you doing?
Oh, some of you may remember Paul's been a guest in series one and two and three. We can't get rid of him, quite frankly.
You keep trying, but I'm coming back. I've got to warn you, Keith. I am really tired. Okay, and when I'm really tired, all of my caring and worrying about being sensible kind of goes out the window. So I'm trying really hard, right? When you or Jesse are talking, I'm going to try really hard to shut up. But this is tough.
Yeah, Paul and Jesse have been hard at work today, and I just noticed before we came on air, Paul was opening a bottle of something that wasn't a lemonade. So this could be terrifying.
I don't know what you're on about, Keith. All I have is tea. Jesus.
That's strong.
Is it quite
tea,
strong?
Yeah, that's good tea leaves. That is.
Is that 105 proof tea there, by any chance?
Wow, what a cracking cup of tea.
See what you did there. Oh, goodness. So, yeah, you... gosh, excuse me. So you two run Newton's Nuggets, amongst other things. For the one listener who hasn't come across Newton's Nuggets, tell us in a nutshell, what's it all about?
No. What do you mean for the one listener who hasn't? We've only got one listener. Jesse, we are at one of two listeners, aren't we?
Ladies and gentlemen who are listening to this right now, Ollie is in his own little world, trying to pretend that nobody's listening to the podcast.
I'm happy there, Jesse. I'm happy in that world.
I gave him the actual figures the other day, and he was quite scared. So there's probably at least two people who listen to it now.
I think, Jesse, we need to come up with a rule of we never tell Paulie the real numbers.
Okay. Paulie too scared to go on his own show now because of the numbers.
Yeah, Paulie's always been too scared to go on his own show, yes. Yes, I liked it when we started and there was only one download every blue moon. That was amazing.
The pressure was off then, wasn't it? To actually answer the question, Paulie.
There was a question?
Oh, that would be first. Yeah, there was. Don't worry about it. You get back to your tea.
For those who are interested, Newton's Nuggets is a podcast aimed at small business owners, helping provide interesting stories and advice. And basically, Paulie interviews really interesting people on there, which is why we've had Keith on three times. Yeah, so we interview interesting people, interesting things to say, anything from somebody who decided to give up their life in a corporate world, living the American dream, to go and live a nomadic lifestyle and still running a business whilst doing so, to somebody who gave us, who's a social media expert that gave us loads of tips on how things that we could do straight away to do social media tips. But yeah. The whole point of it is although it's a business show, it's actually quite a lot of fun. As you can tell, me and Paulie don't take things too seriously. So
it's nuts. The examples you've given are brilliant, and we've had Hollywood stuntmen on the show. You know what I mean? We've had a lady that catches catfishes, and because she finds it funny. We've had some absolute legends. We've had the Brad Burton on there. I mean, it's just nuts. And all these people come on just to have a chat with us. And really, the feedback we get is that people like listening because it's like they're just listening to two friends have a cup of tea and a chat about what works. And yeah, we've been lucky enough to have some bloke called Keith Blakemore Noble on three times now. Got to be doing something right, Jesse?
Yeah. I'll be honest, I haven't been listening I haven't been listening since Paulie said the Brad Burton, and I'm just imagining him going on websites, filling in forms and under title, just selecting the Brad Burton.
there was a guy years and years ago when he was selling his trainings, his courses and so on. He actually changed his name and by Deepole or whatever it was, in the equivalent is in America, and he added the to the start of his name. So he would phone people up and go, "Hi, this is the Harv Ecker." And they go, "Oh, wow, the Harv Ecker. Okay, yeah." So that's why that gentleman's name is now T. Harv Ecker, because he used to call himself the Harv Ecker, because it adds that little bit of, "Oh, wow, it's not anyone, it's the Harv Ecker."
Jesse?
Yes?
How hard is it to change your name?
I don't know, the Paulie.
The Nugget.
Would that make Nugget? Would I have to change my name to the Left Nugget? Yeah, I think so. Glad we both learned that.
The real problem there is the wife and child, who would then be going, "We are not being called Mrs. Nugget."
or Father Nugget. Father Nugget, dear.
Moving swiftly onwards.
Please.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, folks, do check out Newton's Nuggets podcast when you get a chance. I mean, they were very kind enough to be a sponsor of this show a few months ago, which was very kind of them.
I'll be honest, Keith, I'm in charge of the bank account, so I don't know if Jesse knew that. But it's
there's a bank account? It's
our little secret. Don't tell him. In fact, talking of sponsors, now's probably a very good time to drop featuring you. There are three different levels at which you can sponsor. We've got bronze level, where you get to sponsor 1 month's worth of episodes of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. You get your advert played in this part of the show. You get mentioned in the show notes. And you also get mentioned in most of the social media promo for those episodes. Or we've got the silver level, where you get all of that. Plus, you get sponsorship of the 5-Minute Meditation podcast as well. So you get promoted in 8 lots of show notes, 8 lots of promos. And you get mentioned with a link on the sponsorship page on the website. Or there's the top one, the gold level, where you get all of that. Plus, you get a guest blog on the KeithBlakemoreNoble.com website. Plus, we'll record a special bonus episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show featuring you. 3 different levels, whichever one you want, it's up to you. Just go to KeithBlakemoreNoble.com/show/support to find out more. And you could be our next sponsor in this spot. And that's exactly what they did, what Newton's Nuggets did. Anyway, moving on from Newton and his nuggets. I was looking for an adjective there, and I thought there was absolutely no adjective I could use.
Do you love the fact when we came up with the name Newton's Nuggets, it just gave us so many bad jokes, it was unbelievable.
It's true that basically the reason you came up with that name was just because you found it quite amusing to be referring to Newton's Nuggets.
Well, no, it actually came up because the show was just me looking at a camera and giving a nugget of information to help people. And it was just my thing for quite a while. And then Jesse basically hated the quality of video and the quality of audio. And he said, look, I've got some ideas. Why don't you come over to mine? You can record it in the studio where there's soundproofing and a microphone and things like that. And the quality just shot up loads. It was absolutely brilliant. We were stuck with the name, but the quality got better. And then it stayed my thing for a month longer-ish, Jesse? And then one day Jesse was trying to subtly say something to me from behind camera to give me a prompt to help me. And me being me, I went, Jesse, just say it. Whatever it is you're saying, just say it. And he then said it light. That came out, went across, and I went, that works. Jesse, do you want to set a microphone up next to you just in case it's easier and you can just say things to me? And he was okay with just a microphone. Then a couple of weeks later, we pointed a camera at him as well. And then when lockdown happened, we went, well, why don't we interview people? And before and after the interviews, we can have chats with me and Jesse. So the poor guy who's known for doing photography and staying hidden behind the camera all the time suddenly was in front of the camera talking with some idiot in a trilby.
Nice. In fact, we explored some of what it took for Jesse to go from being comfortable behind camera to being comfortable on camera in his episode last in series 3. Do check out the one with Jesse Lawrence.
And you'll find out. And I really like that episode.
How he made that happen.
Really good episode.
You're only saying it because it's true. You were our listener for that week. Fantastic.
Yeah, I was the
Actually, you were talking earlier about being scared by listener figures. I looked at them for a little while. Suddenly looked at the figures, like, oh my goodness, where are all these people coming from? Keeps rising. It's
don't look. That's what you have a Jesse for. He looks at numbers and
likes Jesse, can you look at my numbers for me?
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, time is marching on. It always does. But I wanted to just cover one other thing. You two guys, as well as the fun of the nuggets, you do a more serious thing. Mental theft. Tell us a bit more about that. What's it all about? Where did it come from?
When it come from, mental theft is all about the fact that if a mind reader could use his mind-reading skills to think your passwords, your PIN numbers, your username, your mother's maiden name, your first pet dog's name, maybe even the name of the first road you grew up on. How much damage could they cause? And I came up with this idea. Now, Jesse, this will scare you. It's about 4.5 years ago now the idea first landed. And I only know this because LinkedIn the other day gave me a 4-year anniversary, and me and Jesse were working on it behind the scenes for a while before anything went loud. And I came up with the idea because I'd done a load of mind reading at military bases. I scared the life out of someone there, and he might have pointed out what kind of things I could break into if I had a little bit less morals. And that was it. I went to Jesse and I said, because Jesse's an absolute genius when marketing comes in, and he's great at his photography, obviously, and he can make me look pretty, and anyone that can do that is just amazing. So I said, Jesse, look, I've got this idea, and I want to tell you the idea, and I want you to tell me this is a stupid idea and I should not go for it. And I told him the idea, and that night we'd picked the company name, we'd bought the websites, we'd made a website, we'd started promoting it, and we started offering talks around the country. And they were snapped up. I mean, this was like a year and a bit before lockdown really hit. So when lockdown did hit, best will in the world, we'd just done our biggest ever talk, and I mean biggest in size and biggest in value of pay to the organization. And yeah, a week later, after that massive one where we got so much social media presence that it scared both of us for once. And then, yeah, a week later, we were told we weren't allowed in a room for people. So we went from absolutely flying high to not being allowed out.
That was an interesting time as well, I think, because when you first came to me with the idea of mental theft, we weren't really sure what it was going to be.
No.
Paul came to me partly from a marketing perspective, but also because I used to work very much in military and security industries. So from that perspective, I knew the marketplace quite well. And that was kind of what we thought originally. That's what we thought we were going to be primarily aiming into was, you know, what was this service that we could provide to specifically security companies and people like that. And it was only through Paul doing the talks, very much from both of us getting more and more involved. We both already had experience and, you know, contact in the industry. So getting to know people, getting to know the stats, getting to know the numbers, getting to know who needed the help. I think it went from a great idea to a passion of both of ours to try and help people with staying safe from all the threats that were out there from cybersecurity and things. And it actually, I think it dawned on us over time, but it was a relatively short period of time, I think, really, that we realised that actually, whilst it's the corporate companies, events companies, people like that tend to book specifically Paul as a speaker, which is the leading part of mental theft, you know, what we've led the company with. It's been what that does is allows us to help as many people as possible stay safe from scammers, and that has been the real big driving force for us, really.
Jesse, on that, and that's something I absolutely love, is I was asked to do a talk a little while ago for a bunch of insurance brokers. And whenever you're getting introduced on stage, it's always a bit worrying, you know, when they don't ask you to write it. And they normally announce Paul Newman, and people think a famous actor's going to come on or something like that. But this insurance guy said, look, Paul, I've got this. I've written what I want to do, but I want it to be a surprise for you. And I was like, okay. Here we go, thinking, right, if this goes wrong, I'll just have to prove myself. Okay. And this guy got on stage and he said, oh, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to a man called Paul Newton, who owns a company called Mental Theft, and what they're doing is incredible. And I keep seeing mental theft everywhere, giving so much away for free to so many people that they're helping thousands of people. and probably don't even realise how many people they're helping. One of those people was my mum, and these guys stopped her from getting scammed because of a free video that they put out and I showed to my mum. And I was like, that's it. That's mental theft. That's what we're about. And yeah, because corporates pay us, we can afford to give things for free whenever we can. Mental theft. We'll stop the scammers somehow. That's it.
Nice. And I know you've got the next step for mental theft is coming up next month if you're listening to this as the podcast goes out, or a few months ago if you're listening to this on catch up. What's it all about?
Oh, right. So we've got Mental Theft Day. We've had a recent date change. So we're looking at April the 19th. So Keith, it's April the 19th. Put it in your diaries. Get it known. Basically, what we're going to do is we're creating the Security Festival. We are so fed up of cyber and security experts being techie geeks that nobody understands, nobody can listen to, nobody wants. It's just people need this information. And at our festival, we're creating three spaces. We're creating a space for people who are individuals, the personal security, what you're worried about there. We've got a space for the SME market, so those medium and those growing businesses that want to get more but still don't understand. And they don't want to be thought of as stupid because they don't understand something. So I'm going to happily be the idiot for you, asking all the questions that you need the answers to. And then we've got the space for the big corporates, the blue chips, the ones who they've got teams of people running this, and sometimes the board and the directors don't understand what's going on. So you can just sneak into the festival, learn from our people, and I'll ask all the questions you want to know the answers to. Okay? Honestly, I've got no problem with me acting like a complete idiot if it means you guys are more secure. That's the whole aim of it. And the reason we wanted to treat it like a festival, it's going to be completely online. Every attendee gets entrance for free. Okay, there is no charges because we've got some lovely sponsors that are covering our costs for us. And you come in, you can sneak around, you can have a listen to the people you're interested in, you can pick up some freebies, you can get some stuff that will help you. And like I said, it's going to cost you bugger all. There you go. I'm going to go back to my tea.
Nice.
Nice. Sounds good, actually. I know you've got quite a lineup of guests and experts and so on to take part in it as well. That's
good. Mate, we've got some of our absolute legends in our black book. And again, right, Keith, please don't let your ego take over here. But we know what you're working on, and we've got you coming in to talk about manipulation and how to stop people manipulating you. And I love that subject. Look at that. Nice timing. Hey,
he's very professional, isn't he?
He's very professional. I am in the wrong place.
But yes, and that's on the 9th. So that's coming up on the 9th of April. Or if you're listening
19th.
To this.
19th.
1-9. I'm glad you clarified that. Coming out on the 19th of April. Or if you're listening to this a little bit later on catch up, that was on the 19th of April. There will, I have no doubt, be further mental theft security festivals.
We hope so. We're trying to do this to start something that people will actually find actually consumable to the point that they will want to come along again and again. The thing that's really... It's interesting because we do tend to have to explain this to people quite a bit, because if you say we're a cybersecurity company, which that's where we get mental theft gets lumped, is in the cybersecurity world, people immediately think that we're going to come in and play around with your computer and tell you to set up this and do that and all the rest of it. And it really isn't about that. Mental theft is specifically stayed away from being the people who sort out your firewalls and all of those sorts of things. What mental theft is about is being a mixture of entertaining and also motivating. So we draw you in and then we motivate you, and we mostly motivate you by poorly doing stuff that scares the crap out of everybody. But it's memorable. It stays in people's minds. It's a focus. People still talk about it. And so therefore, hopefully it motivates people to actually take action to do something. And then so where we are good at is the second part, because of we've all worked in businesses and done networking and all of these sorts of things. We have a lot of good connections in the industry. So when somebody does need, I need an IT company that's going to help me with getting my cyber secure certificates, then we can introduce you to someone. We won't do that work. So actually the IT companies are starting to love us. So people originally assumed that we were competition, but every time that they see us in front, we go, actually, no, we will direct you to these people, to you as the experts. And so that's at the SMB level. We have people that come into us from huge corporations that, need to spend millions on their security. And we've got, just the right people for those sorts of businesses. And even as individuals, there are things like Paulie loves a password manager and stuff like that. So,
Jesse, do you remember that talk we did when there was a big mix of businesses? And I got on stage and the person hosting had said something like, and here's Paul Newton and he's going to talk about cybersecurity. And that was it. They walked off. So I walked on stage. I knew that there was a few IT companies there. Mm-hmm. So almost my opening line was something like, can all the IT companies, all of you, just stand up? All the IT gurus or the IT companies, stand up for me. And they stood up. And my next line was, I'm not your IT expert. These are the people you need to talk to about that. I'm the bloke who scares you. Now we're going to have some fun. And when you need advice, you talk to one of those six people. Mm. And it was so funny because when I walked on stage, you saw those IT experts going, who's this? Why is he coming in? What's going on? They're going to... And I called them out. And then when they stood up and I said, these are the experts, you saw them kind of go, what the hell's going on?
Yeah. And then you asked the question. I loved it because you asked the question and you got the right answer, which was nice, which is, what's the biggest weakness in security? And one of the IT gurus that had just been stood up said, it's always the people.
Yeah.
And Paulie went, great, I'm going to show everybody why it's the people that are the issue, not the tech. And then you can go to these guys to sort the tech out for you, to help the people. And therefore, that's very much where we came in. So the mental theft day idea is purely an extension of that. It's picking interesting people who we know that can talk about subjects that are important, that will educate people about important current subjects. But we know it's not going to be one boring, because me and Paulie don't do boring. Mm-hmm. And number two, we know that they're not going to be sales pitches as well. They are, impress the audience, and then they could always come to those people to buy afterwards. That's kind of where we are with these sessions, basically.
It sounds quite good, Jesse. It's almost like we've thought about this.
almost. Steady on. Sounds pretty cool. Where can people find out more about this upcoming thing, and also what you do with mental theft in general? Where can people find out more?
I'll take this one. Go to mentaltheft.com. Okay, if you go into mentaltheft.com or mentaltheft.co.uk, if you prefer that one, that's fine. Go onto there. You'll find about it on there. There will be a nice, easy link to go straight to Mental Theft Day. But if you're listening to this after the day's happened, go to mentaltheft.com. We'll put other information up about any other events that are coming up. Probably the easiest way to deal with it.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So just check out mentaltheft.com. You'll find out stuff about the day. You'll also find out stuff about what mental theft is all about and about what these two guys get up to. Brilliant. Jesse, Paul, time, as it always does, is marching on. I actually want to thank you. No. I'm afraid it is. I'm
done. No. No, refuse. Kick him out. You're the tech. You kick him out.
Hang on. This is my show. I'm the one who does the kicking.
Here we go.
There goes my diva status.
Yeah. I just want to thank both of you for taking time out to join me on this. It was really good fun. I enjoyed it. Hopefully, hey, everybody.
Pleasure
got
as to, always. Thank you. Stuff.
Brilliant. Thank much. You. I hope, dear listener, dear viewer, I hope you've enjoyed it. Please do remember to give us a like, comment, share, subscribe. Give it a review and check out some of the other episodes, and we'll catch you in another episode very soon. Until then, it just remains for me to thank my awesome guests Jesse Lutz and Paul Newton, and to thank you, dear listener, for joining us, and we will catch you again very soon. Take care. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.